And we're live.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Aaron. Thank you for joining in for another episode of Masters of the Galaxy podcast, your only podcast for Masters of the Universe, Thundercats, and everything in between. So I'm live tonight talking to you guys, going to try to get some stuff going in the chat room and get some things done. Right now, tonight, it's me and Dirt. What's up, Dirt?
Well, I'm currently filling in for everybody else. That's what's going on.
Dirt's pulling some slack this evening. Brian's got some stuff going on. He's highly detained, possibly incarcerated. So,
you honestly don't know with that guy.
Yeah, we do joke about it, but we really don't know where Brian is. So, Brian's maybe here, may not. I don't think so. Andrew was finishing up some things this evening with work, and he's going to come join us when he can. So, Dirt and I were just kind of kicking back and forth what we wanted to talk about tonight. And of course, you guys know we've got some things going on in the group, some things we talked about last week on the podcast that have got a fire going, and man, it's been interesting.
And we do have Paul Rudman in the chat room with us.
Hey, what's going on, Rud? What's up, buddy?
He says we're a little late, or we're super early for next week.
Well, if you want to get Brian involved, we actually just tell him that we're on for next week. He may get here.
Thursday, we'll tell him it's time to do the live stream. So then by the time Monday rolls around, he's ready for it.
He should be ready. But he would show up, you know, just like he's right on time. So in Ozone's time, he is on time.
You know, when you've got the Ozone money to spend, time is whatever you want it to be.
It is. You can make time be whatever it be. Go to toy stores, spend your life, walk around, pick up all the things that only Brian Ozone can dream of. That's, I love it, man. The only person I know with more stuff is Tom Ace. I'm telling you.
I know, and that's a rivalry. We need to see if we can stoke the fires of that rivalry more.
Yeah, I really would like to see some pictures. What we do in order to make that happen is if we get this fanzine going, we just do a lot of features of Tom Ace, and we talk about how awesome Tom Ace is, pictures of his collection. That will surely light Brian up.
I like it. Actually, I'm going to write that down. I'm going to make notes on that here.
Yeah, all guys, right. So we decided tonight, since Brian was not around, it would be a good time for us to do some live video because we normally don't do that. Brian worries about his complexion, and he's kind of – he lives in the dark most of the time, so we let him stay in his dark cave. But for tonight, we did some live, so you're looking at the old Waffle Room for those of you who are jumping in. Of course, we got old Ruddy Rudd in the room. He can see what's going on. Rudd's seen this room quite a few times. This is where the waffles go down. Daddy's office. There we go.
Paul Rudman in the chat room is talking about how he was in a Toys R Us for the first time in years last weekend, and he just wasn't feeling it. And, you know, I got to say, I agree. Like, I go there with my kids, and sometimes something will be on clearance, you know, and it's cheap enough that I'm like, oh, okay, cool, I'll buy that. But 9 times out of 10, when I'm in there and I'm looking at stuff, I'm like, I don't know, maybe that's all right, but not for $20. And look at something else, I'm like, you know, it's Turtles, or, you know, they're not the same as the old Turtles. I'm just not into it. And, you know, just look, like, nothing in the toy store really gets me excited.
You know? It really doesn't have like that authentic feel that it had, you know, when you were a kid. Like, you know, you had the different aisles of different things, and it was like mad exciting to go around one aisle into another and get into the master stuff. And I went into Toys R Us I don't know, maybe a month ago, and it was pretty much the same feeling, man. I went in with the wife and the baby, and they were taking over the baby stuff, and I just kind of cruised around to see if I could find anything Masters related. And even though they had the Dorbs, you know, they had some of that stuff, but I mean, honestly, I agree, man. It just feels weird. It's not. I do kind of like you do. I can't justify. You know, I look at something and I go, well, maybe not, you know, I think that the issue is the internet, man. I think it's what it is.
But in what way?
Well, I don't know. I think in a lot of ways it's killed the brick and mortar stores, because not only can I get it at a competitive price, I mean, you know, Toys R Us is not exactly the cheapest place to grab things, but you know, there's more variety of vendors that I can get my hands on it if I want to.
You know, the thing that really struck me was the cartoon to toy connection just really isn't there anymore.
Yeah, cartoons are terrible these days.
Well, because like the cartoons that we actually sit and watch a lot in this house are Clarence and The Amazing World of Gumball. And both of those, you know, they're Cartoon Network originals. They have like no toys. There's no, you know, hats and shirts and coloring books. And like they don't merchandise any of that. The only thing they really sell are the episodes. Like you can buy them on DVD. You can buy them digitally, you know, to rewatch them. They have comics that will come out occasionally, but not regularly. But there's no play sets. There's no action figures. There's no vehicles. None of that stuff of taking the show that you're watching on TV and turning it into a physical product that you're going to take home and collect and play with, like that really doesn't exist anymore. And the stuff that they still have, you know, like they sell a lot of Star Wars figures. And so, yes, you've got the Star Wars movies and stuff like that. But, you know, it's Rebels is a different thing than the Star Wars movies. You know, it's not the same synergy. And the figures that they sell Rebels in their own separate line than the regular Star Wars stuff. Transformers, there's a kids cartoon, Robots in Disguise, and they have their own toy line that's different from the regular toys. But there's no, like, regular, you know, animated series for anybody. It's just like so much of this stuff. You've got a Justice League cartoon right now, and there's Batman toys, but the toys tend to be based more on like the movies or the comics than what's going on in the show. Like just that
we don't have that direct tie-in like that we used to have. I mean, I think way back when, and I guess we were lucky to have grown up while Masters was on, you know, and that kind of thing. When the Filmation line or the series was just getting going, because you had an awesome series. You had a very recognizable toy in He-Man. And I guess because there wasn't a huge amount of diversity in the things that you did have, you pretty much had Star Wars was left over. You had Joe's, you had He-Man. And then, you know, other than that, there really wasn't all those huge of contenders. So when you would go into places, and I remember this, which as a child I don't know why this stuck with me so much, but I went into Hills one time, and the employees at the Hills had set up this huge massive display. It was a Masters display, and they had it kind of behind this sheet of plastic, and they had created this whole world in there. So you know, when I walked by there and I saw that, I was like, oh man, there's Eternia. There's the place that I see on the cartoon here, you know, and they had created this little diorama or whatever set up that He-Man and some of the new figures that we hadn't seen yet were there. And so, yeah, I mean, it sucks that you don't see that, because I think if we had a new He-Man cartoon, you know, then you need that to link up with a new line. And we talked about it last week, this marketing idea. They're just all over the place with it and the way that they market these things to kids now. And I think it's because there are so many different things coming at them all at one time.
Yeah, and that's another thing, too. It's so much easier. We've seen the video games that come out, the mobile games that they can do. That are cheaper to develop and easier to throw out there, and you don't have to worry about distribution channels, and you don't have to worry about the retailer markups, and you don't have to worry, you know, they can find some company in Taiwan or Korea, have them work for 6 weeks and make a game and throw it out there, and it's self-sustaining, and it's not as much of a gamble as putting together a giant toy line and launching it into market and trying to get people to, you know, buy the individual figures.
Yeah, I think the issue is the market has changed. And I don't know if we'll ever see it the way it was. You know, when we were kids, the lineup as far as on a Saturday morning, I mean, your Saturday morning cartoons, you had a solid lineup of, you know, heavy hitter, heavy hitter, heavy hitter, heavy hitter. And, you know, in my memory of He-Man, it was as soon as I got home, it was on, you know, early in the mornings, it was on. I don't know if that was reruns or if I'm just remembering that crazy or what it was, but you just didn't have all that many different things to go to. And now I guess there is just so much that the marketing strategy has to be way different. And I don't know that a toy line really even works the way that it used to.
Yeah, I was going to say, most of the time, my kids, when they have free time, they don't want to sit and generally watch a TV show or a movie. They want to live stream Minecraft, you know, on YouTube to all of their friends. So they're more interested in that creating content, I guess you would say, as opposed to just going out and buying things to play with them.
Yeah, hey, and what's we've up? Got hey. Andrew. What's going on? Sorry, guys.
Hey, kitty, kitty. What's going on, Andrew?
Yeah, I tried to bail out Brian, but it didn't work.
You've already used up your mulligan for this week, man. Well, actually, you carried the slack for a while, so.
Yeah, it's been a long week. I've got, like, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I've got, like, literally this week and next week before I'm free for 3 months straight. Like, I am so happy, but.
Take your time.
I want to murder some people.
Yeah, but you're going to be the research guy then for 3 months, where every time it's like, I don't remember, how did you exactly – go look that up, Andrew. You come back next week. And
do maybe. Maybe.
Andrew, believe it or not, I don't know if you could tell by looking at me, but I used to be a school teacher as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. Mr. Johnson for 3 years.
Nice. This is my – 3 years.
I fit the bill, you know. I look the part.
3 years is about what they give new teachers before they up and quit.
Exactly what happened.
They got it.
Exactly
yeah.
what happened. No, I. That's funny, but it is somewhat true. I started out doing fifth and sixth grade special ed development class, and then ended up in eighth grade geography, and the geography was just not jamming with me, man. So I decided it was time to go back to school.
Fair enough.
Go read some He-Man stuff, watch some He-Man cartoons, get schooled up the right way.
Because you'd be sitting there in class, and they're like, I don't see Eternia on this atlas. And you're like, no, it exists. Trust me, it exists.
it is there.
That's big maps trying to keep you from understanding where Castle Grayskull really is. Yeah.
That's actually the work of Skeletor, kids. Don't.
See, I teach economics sometimes, and you know, every year, but in some of my classes, and I use, okay, He-Man sells for this much, Skeletor sells for this much, and Horde Troopers sell for this much.
I love
it. if you have less Horde Troopers, they're worth more money. Supply and demand, guys.
I love it. See, the He-Man can teach all kinds of lessons, brother.
I can, most all definitely.
Right, so, Aaron, according to Paul Rudman, you need to go back to school, be the teacher, Mr. Johnson, home ec teacher, teaching kids how to make waffles.
We can do that. I can handle waffles, man. We can cook those up just fine. Ruddy. Oh, Ruddy. Yeah, man.
All right. So, Andrew.
Yes.
What's going on with you in the world of Masters?
I don't know. Very little, I guess. I've got my book coming tomorrow. The character guide comes out this week for Amazon users, and mine's supposed to hit me by 8 p.m. tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to reading that book.
I saw the May 23 date on that. We were talking about it earlier. So I guess everybody who pre-ordered should have yours by tomorrow.
I had pre-order, you know, I had pre-order release day shipping, so mine should be. I don't know about anyone else. I don't want to make claims. I have a Prime account, though, so I get that kind of stuff for free. I'm pretty picky on that kind of stuff.
I checked it online, so it did show, like, for tomorrow, because and I have Prime, too, so that may be why it's still showing, but it does show 23rd is the ship date, so at least it's out there. That's pretty cool. I mean, that's definitely some awesome Masters news for the week.
Yes. Also, I don't know if I mentioned it, because I don't think I was on last week. I had a bunch of stuff going on. I received my Horde Troopers from the initial order from the Mattel Toy Shop.
Cool deal.
They're Horde Troopers. They look almost no different other than they're individually carded, but they're nice.
So I did see that somebody in the group had posted there was a email from Mattel basically saying that they are, in fact, going to fill the back orders. So
awesome.
Don't know where they're getting the inventory from, but you know they say they are, so that's cool, man. I hope that they do, because it still shows it's available to get, last that I checked.
It did.
I just don't know where you're going to come up. I mean, when's enough? I don't know how they're going to fill that, but I hope they do.
Yeah. Well, I hope so as well.
They found one of those bootleg shops on AliExpress that was selling them anyway, and they were just like, oh, we'll order a couple cases of those.
Yeah, they found that Chinese eBay seller, and they've just been they've getting somebody to card them up.
Makes sense.
Yeah, so that's for those of you, I guess, that don't know, since Andrew brought it up, the you've got the hardcover character guide and World Compendium. And if you go to Amazon and you want to check out just sort of like the sneak peek on it, one of the things that I thought was really cool, I was just going through like where it gives you the free look. And I got over to a page with She-Ra, and it shows Adora up top. And it's got like 1985, and then it's got 86 for German pop and audio plays, 2008 Motu Classics, and then it has 2012 DC Motu Comics. So it does follow even along with the DC Motu stuff.
Yes, it does.
I thought that was really cool, man.
It's going to go through all the craziness. I'm looking forward to it immensely, but we'll see what happens tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah, it looks like there's going to be a lot of work to get through this thing. It looks like it is absolutely massive. And obviously, rightly so, because just on one page, they're showing three characters, or actually five characters, that I've never even seen. I mean, I have, obviously, from watching the show, but as far as ringing a bell for me, no. And
which characters?
Adrin. Shows special ability, skilled con artist, thief, 1986 UK Motu comic.
The UK comics. Those annuals, they were called.
Yeah.
Those were crazy fun. I need to get a hold. That's what I'm hoping they're going to do a compendium on next.
That would be very cool.
UK comics, because the newspapers were like literally one of the things I never owned or got to read too much of. So. Let's hope for something foreign like the UK comics or the UK annuals, I should call them.
Well, there's definitely enough of those, is there not? Because we got the newspaper strips, there are more than the newspaper strips, right?
Yeah, I think there were like 40 something issues.
Yeah.
So
we need that.
We do.
Dark Horse, hook it up.
Yes.
Oh, who knows, man? I really think they've got so much stuff probably in the works. I mean, just to be cranking these books out like one after another like they are. I mean,
yeah.
They're not showing any signs of slow, and I hope they keep doing that.
Well, and you know, this one was shown at PowerCon, the one that we're getting right now. It was originally shown at PowerCon last year. So it was June of last year. So I think that at Comic-Con or probably at PowerCon in September, they'll make some announcements for some more. I mean, that's what they should be doing.
I definitely would think that they would continue with this because all of the reviews that I've heard or, you know, the feedback that I've been picking up on the book, it's always positive. So,
yeah.
We would hope that they would.
Well, what's left after doing the cartoon and the like? They do a book on, I guess, Matt Young Productions series.
Do they need to?
Like, what are the books are they going to do?
Well, I thought the Matt Young was based on what we're getting. I mean, I thought Matt Young was inside the guide that we're getting.
Well, yeah,
Are you talking about episode guides?
Yeah, like episode guides and toys and all that stuff, like in one compendium. Like, would that be another one they would do? Maybe
the Mike Young and maybe the New Adventures. But I don't see that as being as big a demand. I mean, personally, at least. I mean,
yeah,
who knows? Yeah. Well, what I'm doing is I'm trying to think of what other books do they do after this. Like, is there anything left to keep making?
I would like to see all the comics. I mean, just personally myself, I know we got the mini comics, but I would like to see like the Star and the DC runs.
Yeah.
Those would be really awesome to have all in one place.
Correct. The Marvel and the DC comics would be a lot of fun. Those might be coming. You know, Dark Horse being that they probably have a shared rights of some kind with the Mattel Master of the Universe comics. I'm sure that they've, you know, since they've already been releasing the ones from the DC versus Thundercats and the DC versus Motu and the Motu Eternia Awards and stuff like that. I don't foresee them not doing that. I think it's kind of like an easy, hey, look, we're publishing new material and selling it. Why not publish the old material too?
Well, generally, there occasionally are special exceptions, but generally those go with the license. So whoever has the license has the rights to everything that came before, no matter what company it came from.
Because like, so then it might be Dark Horse then.
Yeah, like when Dark Horse got the Star Wars license, they reprinted some of the Marvel stuff here and again. And then once Marvel announced that they got the rights back, Dark Horse started reprinting all the old Marvel stuff while they still had the license to get it out there to make the money off of it. And then as soon as it switched back to Marvel, Marvel started reprinting a whole bunch of the Dark Horse stuff because now they had the rights. The companies are trying to make money off of each other. Wait.
Which series are we talking about, though? Which series was this? The G.I. Joe?
No, for Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, I was trying to figure out what you were talking about. I was like,
Right, so whoever would have the master's license would then have the rights to all of the comics, depending on, it doesn't matter if they were Marvel or DC or whoever, they would just have them as part of that master license.
Is that how it works, Andrew? As far as, I mean, is it all, as far as media, is it all fall under like one thing?
I don't know. This is a really good question because they have to have, you know, the writers and the artists are a work for hire license usually. So they don't retain any of their rights. So it usually would be one of the two companies. I mean, either in this case, Mattel or Classic Media, and then maybe Marvel or DC. And I get what you're saying totally, but there's also like times right now we have DC and Dark Horse that have the Motu license, don't we?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because you've got DC was just doing their run, and then, of course, Dark Horse is putting our books out. So there has to be a shared license there.
Yeah, generally what will happen is one company will have the master license, and they have the license. But if they don't want to produce a certain part of it, they will, like, sublease. That's not the right term, but, you know, they will sublet. Yeah, they're gonna rent out the spare bedroom.
So it's probably Dark Horse. Company.
Yeah, so Dark Horse probably has it.
It's probably DC. I mean,
I don't know. It's hard to say, but yeah, that's generally what'll happen is someone has the master, and then they'll say, well, we're only interested in, like, you know, new stuff. We don't care about reprints, and so then they'll, like, the library, they'll lease or whatever to somebody else while they you know, focus on one part.
Rudman just had a good one in the chat room. How about Golden Books collection? Man, those are those Lady Bird books and the Golden Books. There's those German books. You get all of those in a collection.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I'd be down for that.
So I guess there are a few more options, but eventually you're gonna hit a wall somewhere.
Probably.
Although they keep finding the most obscure, you know, the newspaper strips, and it's like, really, you
that found one blew those? My mind. That one definitely blew my mind.
No, that one was awesome though. That was like a sneak preview. Like, we could have gotten the Golden Book ones instead, I'm sure, or the kids now, the kids stuff. Remember the kids stuff books?
Yeah. I'd like to see a group of that, like those sticker books, those paint with water, paint by color, whatever books. I'd like to see all that stuff get recreated, man.
Well, you know, even the magazines. I mean, you know, someone somewhere's got these.
We're on the topic of those magazines.
We still haven't had a talk. I say before we make any crazy announcements, we still have to do some kind of talk.
Oh, yeah, we've got plenty we've got to talk about. Really, the only thing that is set in stone as far as where we're at right now is that we're going to try to do this. And that's really the only thing that we have said for sure. I mean, there is a lot of ins and outs and sticky points that Andrew knows a lot better about than I do. And Andrew actually, to his credit, has been, you know, has worked on this type of thing in the past. And we've had some offline conversations about it. And it's something that we could definitely make happen, guys. And it's something I think that, I mean, I would be so super stoked to be able to get that done. And we are running a bit of a contest right now for some artwork. Reason being, I want to have that out there in case we can get this thing thrown together and we get the green light from the people who have to green light us doing something like that. Right. Then we have that kind of thing ready.
Yeah. I'm personally thinking that I would like to have...
Sorry, my phone just started going off.
I was like, what's going on? I was like, it's not me, right?
The Sobrano zone.
Well, no, I'm thinking that my goal right now is to have the first issue done by PowerCon. I think that we could have all the art. That we're always looking for submissions. If anyone wants to submit some art to us for use in it, we can take it in considerations. I forget the word for it, but we're accepting suggestions and stuff like that. We have a lot to fill. But I know that I know we wanted to focus on collectors. That was one thing that we talked about. And I've got a couple of articles shooting around in my head right now that will be fun to write or get some other people to write because it's not something I have to write. But yeah, it could be a lot of fun. I really hope so, actually. And I got one of my good friends, Jonathan Miller, on it, who has worked with me before. So he's a local artist around here, and he's really good. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, if he's going to submit some artwork. I know there are a couple of others in the group that are working on that. I have seen there's some guys in the group that have sent me some artwork that PM'd it to me, which is cool. I'm going to throw it out there for everybody in the group to see if everybody's cool with that. But
yeah.
I don't care what it is. You guys, if you want to create stuff, we want to make something that is very reminiscent of what that magazine was. And what it was something created for the people who were reading it. And that was kids. And you know, so
you want to do some mazes, right? Crosswords and mazes.
Yeah, man. I want mazes. I want puzzles. I want the little spy thing. I mean, give me the hide the evil warriors in the thing. And I got to roll it up and look through Triclops' tunnel vision. I need all of that, man. I need to fold my Blaster Hawk in half.
You know, yeah. I'll do coloring pages. Actually, I have an idea on how to do some coloring pages. So I will work on. You get the Crayolas, and I'll work on making some artwork for you to color in.
Oh, the guys were already saying that they'd love to have coloring pages. I've gotten so much feedback on this thing as far as like suggestions and ideas. There have been some really great ideas and. Most all of it has definitely centered around collectors and collections, and obviously that's what we do. That's what we talk about every week. But that's the direction we definitely want to see it go in. It's stuff for you guys to see, you know, what we love and what we do.
Makes sense.
All right. I was going to say, is there anything new in the world of Super 7?
Payment plan.
Yeah,
that's pretty much all that I can think of. Andrew, what you got? Anything?
Man, I think that's it. The Super Secret Society went on sale and finished on Sunday, I think, or Saturday or Friday or sometime this last weekend. And the Super Secret thing was just a club. I don't know how to put it other than they had a secret club that they do, and it lets you get access to the exclusives. So if you were going to buy, like, if you're not going to Comic-Con and Super 7 announces some cool Comic-Con exclusives for He-Man, their secret club was the way to get it before the con instead of getting it after the con if there's any left over.
So something, you know, special things set aside that I have to pay to be a part of, but will allow me access to stuff that I normally wouldn't be able to get.
Correct. And on top of that, the pay, you get a bunch of cool stuff, but all of it is Super 7 stuff and not MOTU stuff, as far as my understanding. So you get no MOTU stuff just for joining the club. You get some cool, nifty Super 7 secret stuff, but it finished up anyways on, I think, Friday. So I signed up because I'm a sucker for secret societies. But
You got the ring, right?
I'm going to get the ring. Right? I'm going to get the t-shirt. Okay,
as long as you get the ring, man.
Yeah. I like stuff like that, and I'm looking forward to it. But you know, will I continue to do it? We'll see after this year. Who knows?
But, yeah, I like that kind of thing. That made me think. You made me think of something that I think would be very cool. I know there's some other properties out there that get this kind of treatment, but those Geek Fuel boxes. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Geek Fuel.
I would love to see a Masters one.
See the Masters one?
I would like to see like a series, like an ongoing, you know, every month I get a Masters box. You know,
did you get the He-Man one previously?
I did not.
Okay, so I don't have any pictures of it because, God, I'm, I don't know, cameraless, I guess. I'm living in the old, like, Stone Age. But they made these really cool pins, and they're called the Fuel Pins. And they made a He-Man one, which is He-Bot.
Yes, okay. I have seen those.
Okay, so He-Bot's pretty easy to get, but I found Skele-Fuel, which is the rare variant, the rare one, and I got Skeletor sitting in my hand, and it's on a vintage-looking card.
This yeah, thing is it's super on a vintage card back. That's really awesome, because that He-Bot was really cool. That's the only thing that I saw out of it was just the He-Bot.
Yeah, I found it for like $10, and I jumped on it like crazy. And the card back has a couple of notes on it, like a couple of marks, but oh, it was so cool. I was like, oh, I'm getting that.
I don't think you guys can see it way back there, but yeah, He-Bot and Skele-Fuel, that is really awesome. Got them on the card backs. That is cool, man. So what else was in the box? Was that pretty much everything? Or
I don't even remember, dude. I didn't buy the box. I just bought the pin for like $10.
Andrew, they only made 500 of that pin, man.
I know. That's why I got it here. It's
oh, that is killer.
It's in my hands. It's Skeletor.
I would rather have the Skeletor one anyway. It looks awesome.
Exactly. It was one of those things. I was like, I'm gonna save that.
Yeah, I would like to see a box. I mean, I think it would be cool. You know, obviously they're kind of wrapping up the box market there, but it would be kind of cool if you got something like He-Man's shield and you twisted the top of it off and it had your stuff in it, you know, like a t-shirt and stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to get into this marketing prowess tonight, Andrew.
Well, you know, I've gotten Loot Crate done some He-Man objects in the past. And, I was so disappointed. They did a month where they were going to give a He-Man object in the DX box, which is like $40. You buy the box, not knowing what you're going to get. You spend $40 plus shipping on it. And it comes with a crappy two-color Skeletor gym shirt, which...
Oh,
like and it looks like it's art on t-shirts we've already got. So you might already own this shirt. And I thought that was pretty lame. And
dude, I don't own shirts, or at least none with sleeves.
Yeah, and then same month they did another shirt that you could spend like $10 on, and so I did that too because, you know, I'm meticulous about this crap. And I did it, and literally, like, it's a silhouette shirt. It looks ugly, and the shirt was supposed to be a large, but it feels like a double XL. Like, I kid you not, like, what man is supposed to wear this shirt unless it's a night shirt? I
mean, now, like, is that the one,
big guys? Let me just throw that in there.
But it's a large. No. I mean, I get that. I ordered a large, though, and it says large on there, and the shirt itself is ginormous. Like, it's currently being used as a nightshirt by my girlfriend, actually, just because it's not
just
meant to be.
Just because she looks great in it.
Yeah, because there's no reason to wear it in public. It's just too big.
Dude, I know exactly the shirt you're talking about. It's got the Cringer silhouette or the Battlecat silhouette with He-Man.
Yeah.
I have that shirt. A friend of mine got that for me. And so maybe it was out of his Loot Crate. But, yeah, man, that is a strangely torsoed shirt. Very lengthy in the old torso.
Yeah, it was just like, really, guys? I mean, you can find it really cheap online. I have this one right here. Is a 3XL. You can wear it as a flag around your car or something. And it's $7.50 with free shipping on eBay right now. And they've got socks, too. They made crew socks, which I thought about, but I was like, geez, I mean, when is it going to stop? When am I going to get all the He-Man stuff and my house is going to be full of crap? I mean, like, those socks don't look that good and that t-shirt. Crappy.
Dude, there's never are the socks the blues with the He-Man silhouette face on them? Is that what we're talking about? They're blue and yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would rock that. That's not really my style. But
yeah,
I don't know. You could come up with a much cooler Masters of the Universe sock than that.
That's the thing. Like, we're adults. We want something that actually matches our attire. My sister got me Skeletor cufflinks. She got me Skeletor cufflinks for my eventual wedding next year, and that was awesome. I mean, that's something I can wear if I'm dressy. There's Skeletor. I have a Skeletor tie that I got custom made for me, and I can wear it to the classroom. I can wear it to school if I wanted to, and kick butt, kick all butt.
Yeah, why not? I love it, man. I don't have a lot of the only real true Master stuff I have that I actually wear. One of the guys in the group, James Manning, him and his wife Keisa, got me a Sup Ladies, you know, the He-Man Walmart shirt. So yes. I do rock that one out because I love it. But that's really the only thing that I've got other than my Battle Cat. And like I said, it's just strangely torsoed. It'll probably fit better when the sleeves come off of it. But for right now, it works.
But yeah, I don't know. They did have. Did you ever see the shirt that Walmart and Kohl's had a couple years ago? It was the Filmation shirt. It had all the Filmation characters on it.
Mm-mm.
It's a gray shirt. It's like a vintage looking tee. It's got Filmation.
Sorceress in the Center. Yeah, Sorceress in the Center popping out.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I found
that one's pretty nice.
Yeah, I like that shirt. I mean, I like things that are kind of. I don't know. I'm artistically strange. I like for things to be symmetrical and that kind of thing. And I don't like to see a lot of strange, just plaster different figures all or faces. Wait, all
is
over.
Is this the one that only has good guys, or is this one the one with bad guys on it?
This one's got Duncan in the corner with Orko, and then over on the other side you got Beastman, Evil Inn.
Okay, that's a different shirt. That's a different shirt. I'm looking at that shirt too. That shirt looks cool. This one's smaller. This one's got only good guys. It's got He-Man, Battle Cat, Orko, Sorceress, Men at Arms, and Teela.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's a little bit different.
I see one like that, but it's missing Sorceress. Yeah. Okay. I gotcha.
That one's nice. Did you ever see the wrestler Skeletor shirt? The one where he looks like he's got a hood on. And he's got all those wrinkles on his face. It's like a purple shirt.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
It's a Skeletor purple shirt, and it's got like it looks like a like Day of the Dead design on Skeletor's face. I actually rock that one all the time. That's like my most worn purple shirt.
Oh, you'll definitely have to. I'll have to see a picture of that or a link or something because
yeah. I think I can.
There's some really cool ones. I just found a battle armor one that looks really sweet. So you get like the He-Man battle damage. Yeah, now that's pretty cool for a t-shirt, okay. Man. I would wear that. And just have the secret all to myself. Nobody would know anything about it.
Yeah.
Especially around here.
I'm going to see if I can share something here.
Throw it out there, Dirt. What you got?
Let's see. Let's see. Can I screen share this? Oh, YouTube URL. Let me try this. I found a video on YouTube that I think you guys enjoy. Okay. Is it going to play?
No idea.
I'm trying to play it through my camera software here. There's a thing where you can put in a YouTube URL. Put in the URL. There's the video. Yes. Okay. Not playing. And it's not playing. Okay, let me... All right. I'm going to cheat and do it this other
way. Oh! It was a good swing at it.
Let's do it.
Come on, man. You got this. You're a technical guru. Oh, here we go.
All right. So this is someone's they use the create a character in one of the WWE games.
Yeah, SmackDown games. Very nice. This was PlayStation 2. We did this too back in the day.
Well, this is in WWE 2K14.
Oh, this is the recent one. Oh, nice. Okay.
And there's Skeletor coming out of the crowd. Of course, there's sound, but I can't pipe the sound through because
now,
they put these restrictions. They don't want you to show movies or anything like that. But that is actually pretty good looking.
It is.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
You know, at first, when I saw this, I thought it was some Japanese promotion because the Japanese do a lot of wacky, you know, wrestling stuff in their matches. They'll have cartoon characters and characters from toys battle, but I didn't realize this is from the game. But, you know, these created characters in the game, I don't know. Do people make these for download? Because I would definitely love to do some matches with these guys. Look at that.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty well done. I mean, not bad. They got the hair a little bit, but it's not bad. Not bad. He-Man looks like he's ready to tear it down.
His armor, though, it looks like it's body paint or a tattoo or something.
It is. It is. They don't have an option to give you a lot of different kinds of armor. So I'm sure they just body painted it.
But still, though, that's pretty good.
Yeah. He's got the walk down for sure. You know, strolling into the castle. I like it. You just ran across that on YouTube.
The channel is called Ultimate Destiny Wrestling. And they do a lot of creative character stuff. People will actually leave comments saying, hey, can you do this guy versus this guy? And so they'll create the characters and make a match. And this is a...
Skeletor's got the bounce.
Skeletor versus He-Man in a tables match.
Oh, we all know how that's going to go.
He might cheat. He might do something.
Of course he will. Evil lands under the ring. What are you talking about?
He-Man won't get his comeback to WrestleMania.
Screech, the lights go down. Screech comes in, drops the bomb. It's all done.
But anyway.
Actually, right, He-Man gets on the top rope and whistles for Zoar is exactly what happens.
All right. So anyway, I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Always finding uniquely strange He-Man stuff, like, every day. I run across odd things that I've never seen.
All right, so, anything else we need to cover this week?
Not that I know of.
It was a slow week, man. Masters News is... Oh, one thing, I did just think of something. I saw a link earlier for another Mattel sale. So shop.mattel.com, and then it looks like there is a code 30% off or something. I saw it earlier. I can't remember what the code was, but it looks like Mattel is going to throw everything back up there again. So I think it is live and you can use it.
Nice. One thing I did want to mention is that for everybody out there watching, you know, a lot of times Brian will say, hey, I want to talk about, this mini comic or this episode or whatever. He's usually the one that comes up with that we go through. And, of course, he's not on the episode tonight. That's why we're just kind of like scrounging for material because yeah. He's the one that usually pushes through that type of wrangling. So what we'll do is, next time an issue like this comes up, we're going to double check with everybody's schedules ahead of time, and we'll make sure we come up with a comic or a mini comic or an episode or a character or something like that. So it's not just us sitting here talking about rumors of toys and showing YouTube clips of wrestling matches. We'll try to have some actual content with it too.
Yeah, but all in all, fun. I mean, it's always fun to talk Masters with you guys, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here and do the thing with you all. So, hell, man, if we don't have anything to talk about, we got plenty to talk about. We can always sit around and chat, and I know, but, for the fans, we like to try to have a little more scheduled and set up exactly what we're going to do.
All right, so, Aaron, why don't you talk about the upcoming waffles you got?
Let's see, upcoming stuff. I've got a Thirsty Thursday going down this week.
What do you have on it?
The new spin that I've been doing with Thirsty Thursday, we kind of it just evolved and we kind of changed it up a little bit. What we're doing now is I come out with the Wheel O Waffle. So I'm actually letting the wheel determine who gets what. Instead of just the wheel picking a winner, now we have the wheel deciding what we're spinning for. So everything in the waffle room is up for play. And so I've got things like vintage doublers where you've got a vintage figure and the classics version. You win them both. I've got creature features where you get you can get a horse or you can get a Megator or you can get a, whatever that may be. Ladies night, you can pick from any of the ladies on the desk, that kind of thing. So that's Thirsty Thursday for this week. And then I think Johnny Miz is going to be out of town. So I think I am rocking Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week. So I'll have Thirsty Thursday, Friday Night Fight, Syrupy Saturday, and Divorce Sunday. So that's
Divorce
how that
Sunday?
Correct. Because when I play with Masters for 3 days in a row with you guys, I'm going to be in so much trouble because I drink in a ridiculous amount of Eternian lagers while I'm live. So
so you will also have liver and kidney disease.
Correct. That is on Monday.
Okay.
Yes, that is
liver medical bill Monday. That's what
that means. Yeah, we have to do a waffle to pay for my medical bills. Yeah. There have been a few nights that people have wondered that it's been the next day, and they said, man, are you all right? Because you gave away the whole collection last night. So, yeah, you never know, man. Those lagers start flowing, and it gets wild.
What about you, Andrew? Anything new going on?
Nothing really.
When are you Andrew's going to be in some waffles.
What am I going to enter a waffle, man?
I said Andrew's going to be in some waffles this week.
Really?
Yeah, man. Why not?
I'm not prepared for it. After next week, I'm fine.
Well, I'm like a pusher, you know. So it's like I push the Motu on you, but since you're already deep in the Motu, I will just push the waffle crack, man. I'll give your first one's on me. Just try to get you hooked.
No, probably okay. See, most of the stuff you raffle, I have already. So
of course, it's trade fodder. Trade fodder.
I have so much trade fodder that I'm getting rid of this year.
Hit me up.
No, you need to. You need to hit me up, dude. I've got so much stuff in my garage right now. You would not believe what I'm doing this summer.
I've got them all. You're gonna get married is what you're gonna do.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's gonna require me to get rid of more toys.
You're correct, sir.
Yeah.
Andrew, when is Super 7 gonna have cemented all their San Diego Comic-Con stuff?
Oh, probably by June. Super 7 never bucks with the trend. They always do their own thing. Last 2 years, their Comic-Con stuff had been released like a week before the show. Like, I remember when the video that Brian Flynn did of the Moss Man Chia Pet didn't come out until days before the show started. I was like, what? Who is this Super 7? Oh, wait, I know them. Why do I have to go to their booth to get stuff? Because it's cool. What other He-Man stuff are they going to have? And then they just started, every day they'd post something new. It'd be like, hey, we're going to have art prints. Hey, we're going to have vinyls. Hey, we're going to have
they do that too.
T-shirts.
I hope it's just like, boom, boom, boom. Look at all this new stuff.
Oh, yeah. And it'll be the week before Comic-Con. So, like, everybody's going to be drooling over, you know, Hasbro for a couple of months. And then we're going to be on, like, you know, Figure Arts or Figma or some other company, Entertainment Earth. And then suddenly Super 7 pops up and everyone cannot stop talking about them. So much later.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
All right. Well, guys, that's going to do it for the show this week. Don't forget to go to popculturenetwork.com to check out more episodes. If you're just interested in the toy stuff, you can go to thatnewtoysmell.com, which is part of the Pop Culture Network. You can also call our 24-hour voicemail line, area code 217-953-4025. You can leave a voicemail message up to 10 minutes long if it's family friendly and we like it and we might hear it actually played on a future episode. You can also check us out on SoundCloud, on iTunes. If you're in iTunes, do a search for the Pop Culture Network. You can find this show and others from the network available on there. We're also on podbean.com. So if you have your own podcast aggregator and you just need to find the feed, you can go there, grab the feed, and download those to your heart's content. So unless there's anything else anybody has to add.
Nope, that's it.
Okay, that's it. All right, guys. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.